Luke chapter 17, verse 11. And it came about that while he was on the way to Jerusalem, that he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a certain village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him. They raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when they saw him, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And it came about that as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. And he fell on his feet on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who turned back to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Amen. We're talking again about Thanksgiving. And, you know, we see this very interesting passage about these lepers. And, you know, we're all quite familiar with the story, right? There's 10 people. You know, they all ask Jesus for healing. And they don't get healed on the spot. But he tells them, well, go back, you know, to the priest and, you know, for a blessing or whatever it may be. And as they were going, you know, on their way, they were healed. But only one came back to really thank the Lord. And this is actually, you know, a pretty clear-cut case of really the human condition. You know, it's actually not in our human nature to be grateful. You know, as human beings, that's not our default mode, right? Let me read you this. I found this. This is a researcher, you know, basically came to understand that gratitude doesn't come naturally. This lady wrote this book, and it's called The Gift of Thanks, Margaret Visser. And she did a study, basically, with parents and their children, and basically where she observed how parents teach their children to say hi, goodbye, and thanks, right? This is just like parents, you know, teaching. This is what I do all the time. Elise, say hello. Elise, say goodbye. You know, say thank you. You know, I mean, this is, you know, I mean, this really hit home to me because I probably say this to kids all the time, right? The children in the study, right, they spontaneously said hi 27% of the time. They said goodbye 25% of the time. And they said thanks 7% of the time, right? Reverse side, parents had to prompt their kids, you know, children to say hi 28% of the time. You know, in other words, you know, parents have to say, you know, when Nelly was young, Nelly, say hi, say hello, right? You know, 28% of the time. Goodbye 33% of the time, and thanks 51% of the time, right? You know, and all to, you know, the conclusion is that children had a much more difficult time saying thank you than anything else. You know, most children actually have to learn to say thank you, you know, even before they know what it means, right? Most kids, they really don't have a concept of Thanksgiving, right? They just, you know, say thank you. And, you know, when they get a little older, they kind of understand this thing, you know. Eventually, when children mature, this is what Visser writes, you know, and have been further educated, they will come to be able to feel the emotion that the words express. The words come first, the feelings later. You know, and her, you know, one of her commentaries is perhaps this also applies to adults as well, right? Her research concludes that learning to be thankful involves a steep learning curve. You know, she writes, in our culture, Thanksgiving is believed to be, for most children, the very last of basic social graces they acquire. Children have to be brought up to say they are grateful. The verb is passive. They are brought up. They do not bring themselves to this conclusion. You know, Visser also notes that we also have to grow into the practice of Thanksgiving once we finally learn to be grateful. A lot of times we forget it. You know, such phrases like thank you become so ingrained in us that that they last when almost everything else has been forgotten. In states of aphasia or in people suffering from Alzheimer's disease, these little phrases often survive the shipwreck of other memories, right? And so, you know, what those research is showing is, one, it's not a part of our human nature to be grateful, which is true, you know. It's not our default mode as human beings. We have to continually, train ourselves, you know, because I'm talking adults now, right? Train ourselves to be grateful. I think that's, you know, what Paul especially is talking about in his letters. You know, when he tells us, right, that to focus on things above and not on below, you know, that we take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. It's this training, you know, and then, you know, for at least in children's cases, right, the emotions will follow, and hopefully for the adults as well, the emotion of being grateful will also follow. And so here are these 10 guys, right, and Jesus heals all 10 of them. You know, he goes about his way, it was an action with a faith and their belief and led to their healing. And so he asks the question, well, why did only one leper return to thank Jesus? Here's possibly 9 reasons why the others didn't return. Maybe one waited to see if the cure was real. All right, does that sound like anybody? Right? It sounds like a lot of us, right? One waited to see if it would last. One said that he would see Jesus later. Right? One decided that he had never had leprosy. Right? One said that he had gotten well anyway. One gave glory to the priests. One said, oh, well, Jesus really didn't do anything. One said, any rabbi could have done it. And one said, I was already much improved. And only one went back and thanked Jesus. Now, there's a huge debate, you know, like, so, you know, what happened to the other 9? Did they lose their healing? I don't know, right? But it seems pretty obvious that later on he tells the one leper, hey, it's your faith that has made you well. You know, what was, you know, I mean, this is the question. What was the act of faith? Was the act of faith going to the priest? Or was the act of faith coming back to the Lord to thank him? I don't know. You know, as if you were expecting an answer, I don't have one for you. But it's kind of interesting, right? And Thanksgiving has that element of the faith. Especially, and this is a key, especially when the circumstances around you are not worthy of thanks in our natural minds. You know what I mean? And when we offer thanksgiving, it is primarily a statement of faith, right? You know, like one of the things one of the ways that I like to pray a lot of times is when, you know, there's something going on, I just like to thank God in advance. You know, and maybe you've heard me say that sometimes, right? Lord, I just thank you in advance for our building that we're going to get. You know, and so it's a thanksgiving offer, but it's really a statement of faith. You know, and it's just saying, God, you're going to give us this building. So I just thank you. I just thank you in advance, you know. It'd be great for us to get into that mode of just thanking God in advance, you know, which is really another statement, you know, of saying, you know, of declaring our faith. And we need to be very aware of that. This is not our default mode. You know, we continually have to learn, right, to be thankful. And in all circumstances, right, that's what Paul said, in all circumstances, with thanksgiving, we make our requests known to God. You know, and there's this attitude that, you know, whatever we're going through, that we're, don't be anxious, and we shared that a few days ago, but we offer up our prayers with thanksgiving. You know, it's something that we have to train ourselves in. You know, this is something that we have to really give ourselves to, you know, to really have God's perspective on the matters, but to also recognize that, God, you're in control. You're the God. I'm not. You know my situation. You know what's going on around me. You know better than I do. And you know the real situation, you know, not what I'm just seeing with my natural eyes. And so, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you're God and that I'm not. I thank you that you're going to work something out of this situation because you're faithful. Even when I'm faithless, you remain faithful, for you cannot deny yourself. Right? Paul told his spiritual son, Timothy. You know, and so it's, you know, it's important for us to, you know, to get into this space of just being grateful to God. You know, and I guarantee you, once you start training your mind, you know, your soul, you know, into that, the emotions will come as well. Right. This is, you know, in the same way, what can be considered, the scriptures call, the sacrifice of praise. Right. You know, because sometimes worship is a sacrifice because we don't want to. We don't feel like it. You know, but that's where the sacrifice is. We lay down our emotions and our agenda because he is worthy to be praised. right? And, you know, and Jesus said it, right? He says, man, if you guys don't praise me, right, then these stones are about to cry out, right? Nature, you know, nature itself, creation is longing, you know, for the appearance of Christ in that way. And so we also need to walk in that attitude. So let's close our eyes today. And let's offer up thanksgiving in our hearts. You know, and just in reflection of the lepers, is there anything in your life that God has done that you have failed to thank Him for? Maybe you're like one of these lepers that in this little scenario that I shared that you thought, you know what, I did it myself anyway. And you failed to thank God in. Or maybe you thanked the wrong person, like the one leper who thanked the priest. Whatever the case may be, I encourage you to offer up thanksgiving to the Lord. If you forgot to thank Him for something, just thank Him now. As Monica leads us in a song of worship, I just want to encourage you to go before Jesus and offer up thanksgiving in our hearts to Him. Let's pray.
Upon your sacrifice, you became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I wondered at your gift of life. Now in that place once again. And I'm in that place once again. Once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens, we one day I'll bow. But for now, I marvel at this saving grace. I'm full of praise once again. And I'm full of praise once again. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Sing. Now you are. Now you are. Exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens, we one day I'll bow. But for now I marvel at this saving grace. I'm full of praise once again. And I'm full of praise once again. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Once again. And once again I look. thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Sing it again. Thank you. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend.
Let's pray. Let's pray for a heart of thanksgiving in our lives and also in the life of our church. Let's pray in our community that we would train ourselves to be grateful, you know, no matter if it's not our default mode, you know, and then hopefully at some point the emotions will follow, that the real heart of thanksgiving will really flow in our lives. Huh? So let's just spend some time. Pray for yourself. Pray for our church. Right, that truly we would be in this place would be a place of thanksgiving before the Lord. Let's pray. Let's thank the Lord in advance over this whole weekend as we pray for all our services and activities. Let's pray tonight. Let's pray for McCain Road House Church and for their time. Let's pray for experiencing God, the class, and also growing in Christ. Let's pray for God's hand to be upon us as we grow in discipleship before the Lord. Let's pray tomorrow. Let's pray for Shanti Ministries. They're actually having their building dedication tomorrow. Let's ask for God's hand to be upon them. The children are having their outreach, their outreach to their friends here at church in the evening. Let's pray for just God's love to just flow through this room and through these kids, and especially the ones that don't know Jesus, that they would come to meet Jesus, that He would reveal Himself to them. Let's pray for the parents as well that will come, that God will touch them in a real supernatural way. Let's pray for the intercessory prayer ministry, and that the Lord would just really give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation to pray the purposes of God over our church and over our city. Let's lift up the youth group and with Pastor Nate and ask God to have His hands upon them. Let's pray also, tomorrow is also Alex and Julie's wedding in Seoul. Let's pray for God's hand to be upon them as they join together under God's hand. Let's pray for Sunday services, our two services. Pastor Nate will be preaching. Let's pray for just the Word of God to flow through him, and you know, and the worship team, and for Noah's Ark. And Sunday night, pray for the Beijing House Church as they gather together to really seek His face for China, for Beijing. And then Monday, pray for Cascade and ask God's hand to be upon them as they minister to people here. And then on that Monday, actually, Jacinta and Jason are also getting married. And so let's just cover them in their ceremony as well in Hawaii. And so let's lift up this weekend. Let's thank God for so many things going on and so many opportunities for His people to come to know Him. Opportunities for others outside of His family for now to come to know Him as well. So just lift these things up before the Lord. Let's thank the Lord in advance for our new space as well, and for a lot of people coming on board to the vision that God has given to us. Let's continue to pray for the Vine. And I heard at last they actually just only need 25 million more. So they actually made some significant strides in their fundraising. Praise God. And so let's just continue to lift them up in prayer and lift up our steering committee and all the decisions that we need to make, and prospects for some buildings that are coming up. And let's just ask Jesus to really come and just really move upon us and minister to us through all the stuff that's going on around. And let's just lift up our move right now. Mission focus today. Let's pray for the Indonesian ministry. Let's pray for Pastor Selamat and his family and his wife, and ask God's hand to continue beyond them as they minister here. I know there's a leadership change that's happening right now, and let's just pray that new leaders would step up and really take a hold. Let's also spend some time. Let's pray for the Korean church, and you know, pray for just real a real grace and harmony that would really flow through their ministry, and with the pastors and the elders, and their relationship would really come together and really be Christ-centered and Christ-focused. So let's lift these ministries before the Lord. Lastly, if we can just pray for Pastor Sam Kim and for Sophia. They're both sick right now. Let's just ask God's hand to be upon them and healing, and just cover the whole staff as well, and their families, and pray for health and, you know, harmony, and just the grace of God and just the passion for Jesus would just continue to flow through our staff. Father, we thank you, God. We bless you today. Lord, we thank you in advance for just an awesome weekend, God, that we're going to have, Lord. And as we just really give ourselves to you, Lord. God, we just pray for your favor. God, we pray for God your power, God, to flow through us, Lord, throughout this weekend. And so we just thank you, Lord, for always being there with us, God, and for us. Watch over us, God. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great, great weekend in the Lord.